There has been a rash of serious crashes involving motor scooters in the city of Bridgeport, and police are not too happy about it. Joining us back on the show is Chief Roderick Porter with the very latest. What's going on, Chief? How are you?
Good morning, Melissa. Thanks for getting this message out for us. Yeah, we've just seen an uptick in scooters being involved in motor vehicle accidents, and several of those have been very serious, one fatality. And we just want to get the word out that they need to be cautious while they're riding those, and they need to make sure that they're allowed to ride those also.
Okay, don't make fun of me, Chief Porter, but when you say motor scooters, what are we talking about?
Just these scooters.
Do they look like what was I going to say? Oh, gosh, what does my son talk about all the time?
Not mopeds. Like,
they're not like mopeds?
From the old mopeds. Maybe
or
a little more
sophisticated. No?
Yeah. Maybe a little more sophisticated than a moped, but they're really agile.
They kind of look like motorcycles, though, but they're not motorcycles.
Exactly. They're not.
Okay.
It's just become an issue. I actually saw something on the news yesterday out of New York City where two young kids were on a motor scooter and there was an accident. One ended up tragically passing away. So
oh,
we just want to get this message out. Yeah.
Well, no, and you mentioned something really important there, Chief Porter. Am I wrong in saying that technically to operate one of these, you don't need a driver's license?
Well, so if they're technically, no, you're supposed to have a driver's license regardless, and you're supposed to follow the motor vehicle laws. If they're over 50 cc's, then you need, in addition to a driver's license, you need a motor vehicles motorcycle license endorsement as well. So, yeah, you're supposed to have at least a driver's license to operate these things.
I thought there were some kids, though, who may even have, like, parents, for example, 14, 15 years old, being able to buy these. Or is that more of like an e-bike, e-scooter?
Yeah, I would think that would be more in line with one of those. And they are required to wear helmets if you're 16 or 17 years or under. So if parents are buying those, make sure you get them helmets as well. But they're not allowed really to be on our state highways. They can't obviously go on the Merritt Parkway or the highway. But even city streets, there's some limitations on where they should be as well.
Jeez. And I know that we've had issues. Again, this is really not just a Bridgeport issue, to be honest. I'm surprised that we're not hearing more police departments talk about this, Chief Porter. But this has been an uptick issue, I would say, in most communities across Connecticut and in recent years. But why do you think we're seeing it more now in Bridgeport? Because this is different than the four-wheelers. This is different than street takeovers. This is, if I'm hearing you correctly, are these young operators who are using them? Is it just kind of anybody who's using them? There's just more of an interest in them. I mean, why do you think there's been such an uptick rate like recently?
Yeah, so there's just anyone. There's not just young. There's old, there's younger as well. And there just seems to be like this new found interest in these scooters as well. And when you look at them, they're being made more sleek looking. They look more, they look cool now. So I think maybe that's part of it. But they are causing issues, and particularly with the accidents that we've seen recently in the city of Bridgeport.
So again, we've got Chief Roderick Porter here, and you guys put out an advisory to residents. I want to make sure that people know what you want them to do, obviously, if they witness this. But also, I would imagine you want to put warnings out there to the actual operators.
Yeah, so if you go to our social media sites, and I think there's been some reporting on this in the newspapers as well, we've put out like some of the requirements that you're supposed to maintain when you're operating one of these and some precautions as well. So anyone out there, please go look at those sites and look at some of those precautions that we've put out there.
Are you worried at all, Chief Porter, especially as we go into the holiday weekend with people being also intoxicated and operating these?
Yes, of course. You know, you should never operate any motor vehicle, scooter, even a bicycle if you're under the influence of alcohol. And that's what we wanted to get this out there. You know, the 4th of July is coming. We're not even at the 4th of July, and we've already had four very serious accidents involving these scooters. And also, oftentimes individuals are riding these at night, and they don't necessarily have the lighting that you would see on a regular motor vehicle or a motorcycle as well. So it's hard for car operators to see them, particularly as they turn corners and things like that. So it's just become an issue. And they're really agile and sleek, so the riders are able to scoot in and out of traffic and in front of cars and things like that.
So this is, I think it's interesting because we already have an issue, Chief Porter, to some degree with how to have motorcycle operators and drivers of cars, I want to say get along on the highways, for example. I mean, unfortunately, we do see deadly collisions that happen, you know, during the warmer months of the year, which is just tragic. But, you know, people who have motorcycles, they know the rules of the road. A lot of the times, to be honest, drivers, you know, car operators, they don't actually. So like they'll mm-hmm. ride up behind a motorcycle, you know, operator and they really shouldn't. And they don't understand why they kind of weave in and out. And again, I can be frustrated certainly as a driver when I will see, you know, motorcycle riders kind of weave in and out. And why do they, you know, the way that they stop and things like that. But once I started to learn more about them, just from hearing from, you know, operators how it all works, I have more of an understanding. But do you think that there's that knowledge for people who are operating motor scooters and e-bikes, you know, the fact that they can't reach a lawful speed limit, that they have to stay, you know, where they should to kind of keep with traffic? And do you think there's enough of an understanding for both types of operators? It seems like there's not, just because you are seeing, unfortunately, even deadly collisions in recent months.
Yeah, so for motorcycles, right, they have to have a motorcycle license endorsement. So they do know because they go through the trainings to get motorcycle endorsements. So it's not so much motorcycle operators, although they shouldn't be weaving in and out either when they're operating motorcycles. But the scooters, they don't know. They have not had these extra trainings. They don't have the motorcycle license endorsement. So that's why we're going to get the message out on what they should know and how they should operate these.
And the motor scooters, you can't drive them on the sidewalks, right?
Oh, no. You can't drive them on the sidewalks.
I've seen it, though.
I know.
I see. You're like, I know. Please don't throw it in my face, Melissa. I have to see it all the time because I work here. All right, fair. Well, don't do that.
You should not operate a scooter on a city sidewalk.
You're so nice about it, but I can hear it in your voice that you're annoyed.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. No, it's true. It is true. It is just something to think about. And especially, again, as we continue to get into the warmer months, I know people want to be able to operate these vehicles. But again, you know, when you look at some of the cases that have happened just in Bridgeport alone last month, a 61-year-old Bridgeport man died when his motor scooter crashed with a car. This was on Huntington Turnpike. There was another situation on June 4th, another on June 21st, the 27th. It just seems to be happening more and more. So Chief Porter, I want to thank you and your department for being vigilant, getting the messaging out there. Certainly let us know if things continue to be a problem and we have to continue putting the message out there. We will help you out with that.
Thank you, Melissa. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And have a safe rest of your week, certainly with the holiday. And I know everybody's going to be out increasing patrols and all of that. So be safe out there.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Chief Roderick Porter with the Bridgeport Police Department right here on WICC.